Blog Talk Radio.
Choppy.
And sorry for the sorry for the lack of quality there. Yeah, it was hard as a mess.
Like really hard to hear. I can't really hear anything you're saying, so.
Sorry about the equipment we had here at the movie theater, man.
What?
Hey, is there another way we can make this interview happen?
Yeah, I'll just switch the give me 2 seconds, man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like really, really hard to hear. Like I have no idea what's going on right now.
Yeah, we're gonna
get the audio back. Chris, sorry about the connection, man. It's just trying to groove on here, man.
Do you need us to call back, or do you need to call us back?
No, actually. I'm like, that should be good, man.
That's a lot better. Can you hear him, Robin?
Yeah, I can hear him a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, sorry, because we had a bad connection on my end, man. I apologize for that.
Oh, man, it's cool.
But I guess I'll get things started, man. But my first question to you is actually like, what exactly are some new projects that you're actually working on now, man?
Currently, I am working on a couple new singles from the album, but I just got done working with a global thing with the United Nations, and I've just been casted for the role in the movie Javelin, directed by Sing Q Lee, which is Spike Lee's brother. So that's what's going on now.
It's good to hear that, man. Because I guess coming from like when I first heard about you, I guess from the news clip and all of that, I guess you're pretty familiar with it. And from now, it seems like you ain't going anywhere but up, man. That's a good thing to hear, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. I really appreciate it, man. It means a lot.
That's cool, man. And next question is actually, I guess since I pretty much consider you like on a national level or even worldwide, considering that like seem to be up there. My question is, has there ever really ever been times where I guess you've been approached on the street by anybody that might have seen known you through, I guess, music or Facebook or anything like that?
I couldn't really hear you. Repeat that.
I think my question is, since I can pretty much consider you a nationwide known person, even as far as globally, my question is, like, have you had any, fans and actually, like, seeing you on the streets or anything like that? That are approaching you?
Someone seeing me on the streets?
Such as somebody that's considered a fan and all that, and have maybe seen you on the street and, like, gets pictures and, like, autographs and all that?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man. There's been a couple funny things that have happened. Like, one time I was walking from the store just to go get me some drink, and lady, she pulls up beside me and she's like, "Oh, you're the dude on TV, you're the rapper." And I'm like, "Which one?" There are a lot of us. And she's like, "You're Robin Nix, the one that was on the Trisha Goddard show." And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, of course, that was me. Nice to meet you." She's like, "Oh, can you sign my my piece of paper, My Daughter Loves You?" And I'm like, "Okay, of course, you know, it's awesome." And she took a couple pictures with me, and that was down that. It's a good feeling, of course.
Yeah, definitely, of course, it has to be a good feeling, man, because I guess that'll pretty much let you know that I just see that as mostly you being able to put your name out there and knowing that
you're breaking up the mold.
Is
it any way we could get you to? I mean, it's like your volume is really going out, and it's hard for him to hear you. Is it any way we can get you to speak up?
Sorry, I apologize for that, man. How about now?
It's cool. It's probably like technical problems, connection issues.
Yeah, because I guess we're having problems with the studio equipment over here, trying to switch over and all that.
Okay, that's all good.
Because we actually just had a flood issue in here, man. So pretty much trying to take care of everything here, man. That's why have a bunch of wires hanging out of here, man. So once we actually tighten up on my end, man, it's gonna be like pretty much a whole different thing, man. But man, it's mostly not your problem, though. It's just mostly on this end, man.
Should we reschedule this and probably let you do something about the sound, because it's awkward, you know, and I'm really trying to hear you and get some conversation going, and it fades in and out constantly.
It's probably best if we just go ahead and do this on another day, try to schedule this on another day.
I guess I'll let my intern know all that, and try to get the...
Go ahead and schedule that, and then just shoot me an email whenever you get it together, and then we'll reschedule it right then, okay?
All right, man. I'll let you know that. All right, man.
All right, then.
All right. Let's talk.
All right, thanks. All right, man. Let me see.